Crisis in Britannia, Day 30. I'm Matthew the Bard, and you're listening to Britannia Network News. Topping the headlines today, previous reports of a massive army of the undead marching on Trinzic have now been confirmed. According to unofficial sources in Lord British's castle, the undead army is now only 6 days away from the Trinzic city walls, and the sheer size of it makes it unlikely that Trinzic can be saved unless reinforcements can be dispatched in time. There is no official word on whether Lord British can and will send those reinforcements. An official statement on the Trinzic situation is expected later today. And in other headlines, attacks by monsters on the cities of Yew, Cove, Delusia, Papua, and Vesper continue, and are reported to be increasing in ferocity and intensity. The magic spell preventing Lord British's guards from attacking the creatures is still in place, giving the monsters free rein to rampage within the city limits. However, guards are still responding to calls for help when citizens are attacked by other citizens. In entertainment news, the stage production of The Tragic Life of Mondaine opened at Britain's New Globe Playhouse to rave reviews by both critics and audience. BNN theater critic Grumpy the Bard described the piece as a classic tale of vaulting ambitions brought low by the flawed character of an anti-hero. The play continues its run through the week. And that's the way it is this 30th day of Crisis in Britannia. We'll speak to you again on Monday. I'm Matthew the Bard.